Guy, how pleasing was that this afternoon?
Of course, you know, it's very pleasing to get off the mark and a very good display again.
First half in particular, just cut them apart.
Yeah, we know we've got the players on our side to be able to do that. I think we've shown that in our first two league games, Oxford and Accrington, that we can do that to teams. What was also very pleasing, we kept a clean sheet as well.
Yeah, just how significant is it keeping that clean sheet?
Well, obviously it is. I mean, you know, helps you win games is knowing that, you know, players can go forward attacking, know that they were solid at the back. So, you know, it's vitally important that you get as many of those as you can in the season, because the teams that are the successful ones end up with those mostly with a clean sheet. So, you know, we're looking to improve on that side of things, and today's a good chance, a good start.
And the second half, it was always going to be difficult to keep that intensity, and particularly as they effectively went into damage limitation mode.
Yeah, I mean, we said that to the players at half time, that we've got to be careful that, you know, with them, you know, they won't want to concede any more goals. There'll be a lot of pride from them, you know, making sure they stay in the game as much as they can. So we knew it was going to be more difficult to break them down second half. But, you know, overall, very pleasing.
Mark Kelly said a few times in commentary he was surprised that they came out with 3-5-2 with the way Pompey have the amount of movement up front. Were you a little bit surprised as well?
It took us a good half an hour to work out what they were going to do. Yeah, I think, you know, you look at players on the list and obviously they've been a 4-3-3 so far. So, you know, it was interesting to see what they did. And, you know, I'm glad we played the way we did and attacked them the way we did.
Jed Wallace perhaps hasn't had the best three games of the season, but when his chance came along, he took it emphatically today.
Yeah, he took it very well. It was a great timing of the run, and it was a good ball through from for Patrick. So, you know, Jed's been itching to get his goals like he did last season. So it's a good way for him to get off the mark today.
Has he been the kind of player that himself has just been a bit frustrated? Things haven't quite gone for him in the first couple of games.
He's a young kid. You know, he's 19, so he's learning the game, and he's got some great players to learn from. And I think everybody wants to help him out, and he wants to, you know, Jed probably wants to be more advanced than he is. But you know, he's a good kid, and he's a lot to learn. But he knows he's got a lot to learn as well, which is great.
Debut in full 90 minutes for Marcus Painter. How do you feel he did?
No, very well. I think he's that steady left back that we need at this moment in time. We looked a lot more solid with him there.
How difficult is it going to be now for Johnny Ertil to break back into the team having missed three games?
Well, we'll wait and see.
But it's not the case where he can just walk straight back in when you have a performance like this.
Well, that's the idea of having you know, a squad full of decent players, that you can, you know, you can miss somebody as important as Johnny Ertil, really, and especially in this game, and do well and win a game that we desperately wanted to win. So, you know, Roman and Simon Ferry have done well in that position. You know, Johnny got himself sent off and missed three games. So, you know, if he has to wait, he has to wait. But, you know, when he gets back in the side, somebody else is going to have to wait.
David Connolly had the captain's armband today. Seemed to relish the role. Would he keep it even if Johnny comes back into the side?
We're yet to be decided.
So something you're going to have to think about over the next week?
Of course, yeah. You know, I'm not sure how much you want to change a winning formula.
Just what is it about David that makes him the captain? Because he just seems a natural leader and a desperate person to lead anyway.
Yeah, I think, you know, he likes the responsibility. And I think, yeah, David's a leader with or without the armband. But I think the players, you know, look up to him. David's never shy to say a word, which is what you want a captain to do.
Just finally, how big a relief is it to get that first win?
Of course it is. You know, I've seen we've moved up to 10th in the table, so it's huge to be up that far so early, and, you know, hopefully we'll build on it.